Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CEAT Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Mehta from JM Financial Institutional Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ronak.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Very good evening to all. Hope you all and your families are keeping safe and feeling well. I would like to thank the management of CEAT for giving us this opportunity to host this call. Today, we have with us Mr. Anant Goenka, Vice Chairman, Mr. Arnab Banerjee, MD and CEO, and Mr. Kumar Subbiah, CFO. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Anant Goenka for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to CEAT's Q4 FY23 earnings call. I'm Anant Goenka, and joining on this call we have Arnab Banerjee, MD and CEO, and Kumar Subbiah, CFO, in this call with us. As you're all aware, there's been a change in CEAT management effective April 1st, wherein Arnab has taken over as MD and CEO of CEAT, while I remain associated in the capacity of Vice Chairman of CEAT. It's my pleasure to introduce Arnab to this forum. Arnab has been associated with CEAT in multiple roles since 2005, and lastly as the Chief Operating Officer. Over the last 10 years, he has been the co-architect in CEAT's transformation journey in establishing multiple growth engines at CEAT, reimagining the distribution network, our brand positioning and recall, strengthening the product portfolio, setting up manufacturing capacities, et cetera. I'm sure under his able leadership, we will see these engines working at their full potential, making CEAT a much stronger and highly efficient organization. I thank all of you for the support that you have extended to me over all these years, and I look forward to your continued support at CEAT. I'll now hand over the call to Arnab for his comments.
Thank you very much, Anant, and good afternoon, everybody. It's my pleasure to interact with all of you on this platform. I will be taking you through the business updates for the quarter, and thereafter we'll hand over the call to Kumar for his remarks on financial performance. Post that, we shall open the floor for question and answer. Let me start with volume performance, quarterly performance Q4. Q4 was a strong quarter for us in terms of overall performance. We saw a healthy quarter-on-quarter growth in volume across markets. Replacement growth in volumes was 5%. OEM volumes grew by 8%, and export volumes recovered by an encouraging 15% over Q3 FY23. Overall volume grew by 7% over Q3. On the replacement side, commercial category has done good. Truck bus, particularly truck bus radial, saw double-digit growth over last quarter. Healthy demand momentum in farm tires continued into quarter four as well. Demand uptick in passenger segments was relatively moderate. On the OEM side, the commercial tires, especially farm and specialty, showed higher growth quarter-on-quarter, followed by two-wheeler. Exports saw fairly broad-based volume recovery, though the volumes are still far from the levels we have seen a few quarters ago. On a year-on-year basis, quarter four volumes were up healthy 6% despite a high base. If we look at the whole year, then we witnessed 11% volume growth over FY22. OEM segment grew exceptionally well, coming from a low base. Strong traction was seen in both commercial and passenger segments. On the replacement side, we made good progress in passenger tires in line with our medium-term vision of market leadership in the category. Growth in other categories was relatively moderate. Exports were impacted by multiple macro challenges like the war in Ukraine, currency depreciation, dollar availability in some markets, and impending recession in developed markets like EU. Now, coming to demand outlook, current domestic demand looks stable. We are keeping our fingers crossed on the sustained demand uptick going to quarter one. There has been a sustained thrust on government-led infrastructure spends on the back of strong tax collections, coupled with increased visibility of private sector investments, which are good demand boosters. On the other hand, inflation-led stress across markets, especially rural markets, along with erratic weather patterns, may have the ability to deflate demand. Two-wheelers, we expect to move in line with rural recovery. Truck and bus segment should see growth in line with the growth in economy and infrastructure push, which is continuing. On the passenger side, we are hopeful of carrying our momentum into next year. OEM volume growth should remain strong, especially in commercial and passenger segment. Two-wheeler segment may be a tad lower in OEM going forward. Growth, however, will moderate over high base of FY23, is what we feel. Exports may put up a stronger show vis-a-vis current year and will be a key contributor for next year's growth. There has been an improvement in dollar availability in developing economies. Recessionary sentiments prevailing in Europe and North America is also a reality. But for a quality value player like SEAT, it may provide an opportunity. As channel destocking gets over, normal export volumes should return. We are happy to inform that our newly launched truck bus radial tires in Europe are seeing good traction. We are targeting to launch our passenger and truck bus radial tires in US markets as well by the end of FY24. On the off-highway side, we have continued to expand our channel and product basket. So all these initiatives, along with overall stability, will hopefully get our exports back on growth trajectory from the later part of FY24. Going on to margins, our raw material basket costs reduced by approximately 8 to 9% over Q3. As a result, our EBITDA margin expanded by 422 basis points over Q3 to reach 12.9% on standalone basis. We were largely able to hold on our prices in the market, and hence it helped in the recovery of margins. Basis of correct purchases and pipeline, we expect RM basket to move in a narrow band over Q1, maybe inching up slightly by quarter one end. As always, we are watching the raw material price movement closely and will take corrective actions if there's a sustained run-up in any of the base materials. China demand will be the key variable, especially for natural rubber. Coming to CAPEX, we incurred growth CAPEX of around 700 crores during FY23, and we have managed to keep the spend within these limits. We have sufficient capacities at this moment to take care of near-term growth in most of our product segments. Hence, we are reducing CAPEX requirement for FY24. We expect growth CAPEX to be around 500 to 500 crores, 550 crores for FY24, which is largely towards Ambernath agri-radial expansion and downstream assets in Chennai and Nagpur. Coming to marketing, SEAT was proud to get associated with the first edition of Women's Premier League as a strategic timeout partner. We also launched an advertising campaign for SEAT scooter tires around the same event, featuring our brand ambassador Harmanpreet Kaur. We remain associated with IPL as strategic timeout partner in the current edition as well, and have launched a new campaign on SUV tires during this event. We have taken a lead in developing new digital channels, be it our website or presence in marketplaces. As a result, D2C sales contributed roughly 6% of our replacement sales in FY23 in passenger category, with peak levels of 8 to 9% during the year. Electrification is a big trend, especially in two-wheeler tires. In two-wheeler OEMs, we continue to hold close to 50% share of business. We have significantly expanded our presence in electric vehicles, passenger segment as well. four premium electric vehicle models such as XUV 400 by Mahindra, Citroen EV, MG ZS EV and MG Comet were launched on SEAT tires, and we are waiting for more nominations. We are also the first tire company in India to get OEM approval for EV-specific range of tires for commercial vehicles. A few awards and recognitions. We are proud to receive three important recognitions from our OEM partners for FY23 performance. We got the award for overall performance from Maruti Suzuki, Annual Supplier Excellence Award from Mahindra, Best Performance Award from Renault Nissan. SEAT Chennai and Ambernath plants have received 5-star in occupational health and safety audit by the British Safety Council. SEAT also featured amongst the top 25 in India's best workplaces in manufacturing by Great Places to Work for 2023. On sustainability, we continue our progress towards our sustainability vision for 2030. We achieved approximately 10% kind of reduction in overall carbon emissions per metric ton of production in FY23 over FY22. Currently, 33% of our plant power requirements are through renewable sources, vis-a-vis 26% in the previous year. We plan to increase this contribution further to 37% by the end of current fiscal. 12 additional products have received a BEE 5-star rating for energy efficiency during quarter 4. As of now, 37 of our products are 5-star rated. During the year, we also achieved 17% reduction in water consumption per metric ton, which is in top of 29% reduction achieved in FY22. About 24% of our natural rubber requirement was sourced during the year. Air was transported through alternate methods with lower carbon footprint. So margins were inching back to normalcy after a long and difficult phase on the back of inflated commodity prices. There has been a sustained reversal in RM cost over the last few months, which gives us confidence on the margins remaining in a comfortable range in the near term. We have made remarkable progress on multiple fronts, be it product premiumization, stabilizing new capacities, industry 4.0 practices, process improvements, amongst others. As RM stability prevails, we will be able to demonstrate effects of these initiatives in coming quarters in terms of margins as well as our return ratios. Our focus continues to be on improving the product profile in line with customer expectations, deepening impact in focus markets, and bringing out efficiencies in operations on a sustainable basis aimed at making us resilient and stronger. Now I would like to hand over the call to Kumar for his remarks.
Thank you, Arnab. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our quarter four earnings call. I'll share some financial data points with you all, post which we can enter Q&A session. First, on revenue, our consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at ₹2,875 crores, a quarter-on-quarter growth of about 5.4%, driven by volumes, and year-on-year growth of about 10.9%, which has both price growth as well as volume growth. FY23 was the third successive year of healthy double-digit growth, revenue growth for SEAT. During the year, we crossed an important milestone of 10,000 crores and entered the year with a consolidated net revenue of 11,315 crores, growing by about 20.9% in FY22. We are happy to share with you that we have scaled up our revenue by 1.7 times pre-COVID levels. That is helping us to utilize the additional capacities that we have added in the last 3 years. Coming to gross margins, raw material scenario remained supportive during the quarter, yielding about 8 to 9% reduction in RM basket cost versus quarter 3. As a result of lower raw material prices and maintenance of our final product prices, we have reached our desirable gross margin range of about 40%. RM prices have been operating in a band since the last couple of months. There has been some increase in the domestic natural rubber prices and some other petrochemical derivatives that may have some impact on the RM prices towards the later part of quarter one. Having said that, the global macro remain volatile with multiple variables at play. Expectations of a global economic slowdown is keeping a check on inflation for now. But geopolitical situation can take unexpected turns, creating short-term supply challenges and price spurts like was seen in case of crude recently. We are now seeing, we are not seeing any clear direction in China demand, so we will continue to keep a close watch on RM situation and see how it evolves over the next few months and quarters. Now coming to our capex, we spent about Rs. 210 crores of total capex during the quarter. That includes about 128 crores of project capex. Our capex for the year, overall capex for the year, was about 890 crores, largely in line with our broad guidance of about 900 crores for the quarter. In FY24, we would like to keep our total capex in the range of about 700 crores to 750 crores, out of which our project and growth capex is expected to be in the range of rupees 500 to 550 crores. For the sake of clarity, our regular capex consists of molds, plant maintenance, R&D, IT, digital, and efficiency improvement projects. Coming to debt, we are happy to share with you that we are able to reduce our inventory by additional rupees 100 crores during quarter four. Our payables also increase in line with our purchases during the quarter, and hence our net working capital reduced sharply by about rupees 221 crores in quarter four versus quarter three, and overall on a full year basis about 170 crores, largely driven by lower inventories, higher payables, and efficiencies in receivables. Our quality of working capital has steadily improved in the last few years. Consistent improvement in our cash flow processes covering all elements of working capital, normal capex, project capex, and operating costs has brought efficiency in overall cash flow management that contributed in managing our debt and leverage ratios well. Our consolidated debt as of 31st March 2023 stood at rupees 2,093 crores, a reduction of about 252 crores in quarter three. Our year-end debt of rupees 2,093 crores is marginally lower than the debt level of rupees 2,097 crores as of end of previous year. This in one way means that we have managed all our capital expenditure of about close to 900 crores in the year only from our internal accruals. We are glad to inform you that we ended the year with a healthy debt EBITDA level of 2.1 and debt equity of about 0.6. Now coming to expenses, our employee costs increased by 17% quarter on quarter due to higher level of activities in our factories and higher provisions towards leave encashment arising out of some settlements signed with our employees in two of our factories and some provisions relating to performance related incentives. Our marketing spend also increased during the quarter on new campaigns, participation in WPL and initial bits of IPL. This advertisement spend is likely to increase in quarter one as we have a larger presence around the IPL during the year. Coming to depreciation and interest cost, depreciation for the quarter increased versus quarter three due to capitalization of assets arising out of commissioning of our assets in our new factories. We expect our quarter four levels of depreciation to be there in the next 1 to 2 quarters. Our interest expenses remained similar to quarter three level. Effective interest rate increased by about 10 basis points in quarter four versus quarter three. We expect interest rates to increase progressively anywhere in the range of 30 to 50 basis points in the FY24. Coming to EBITDA, our consolidated EBITDA stood at rupees 375 crores, highest absolute EBITDA that we have achieved during the quarter, with a margin of about 13.1%, an expansion of about 458 basis points over the previous quarter. Our consolidated profit for the quarter stood at about 132.42 crores, which compares favorably with previous quarter as well as previous year. And we'd like to share with you that board in the meeting yesterday approved a final dividend of about 120% for the year, and the same would be paid to shareholders on obtaining approval from our shareholders. And we're also like happy to inform you that we are awarded Best Risk Management Company in Auto Ancillary Sector by CNBC 18 in Lombard recently, This is an affirmation of our robust risk management process. This is the second time that we have been awarded this award in the last 4 years. And thank you. We can now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equitas Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Congrats on good set of numbers. Firstly, on the volume side, in fourth quarter, you mentioned it's a 6% growth YOY.
Yeah.
Can you provide a breakup of the same, like between OEM replacement exports, how it is for the quarter and also for the full year, YOY growth?
Yeah, so YOY replacement is around 5%. OEM would be higher at about 20%. And exports, we have degrown by around 11%.
And for the full year?
And for the whole year, the same figures would be around 6%, 33%, and negative 3%.
Okay. And how is the, like, the replacement market 5% growth or 6% for the full year? Which segments have done well? Like, is it the PCR has done very well, or how is the two-wheeler and truck segment, basically, in this?
For the whole year?
Yeah, yeah, whole year.
For the whole year, I think PCR has definitely done well in the replacement segment. Two-three-wheeler has middled in terms of single-digit growth in the replacement segment. And off-highway, of course, has done quite pretty well. And truck-bus growth has been moderate in replacement segment for the full year.
Okay, and this 33% growth in OEM volumes, this is driven by mainly PCR? Is that the largest out of this?
Now, in OEM, we have had a resurgence in our market share and acceptance for our truck bus radial category, especially towards the second half of the year. That has primarily led the entire OEM growth for FY23. And off-highway also has moved up significantly in OEM for the last year.
Okay. And we were running, I think, the TVR capacity at pretty high utilization level. And we have not mentioned any capex for that in FY24. So how will you manage that growth in that TVR category in 24?
Yeah, so TBR we have grown, but there is significant amount of upside still left in Halol, which will provide us growth in the immediate term. We are still having a wait and watch kind of stance on TBR. There are two things. One is the capacity utilization in Halol. There is headroom there. And secondly, we are also looking at the product mix and the margin profile of the entire basket of TBR. And we'll continue to wait and watch till we take a call on further investment in TBR.
So what is utilization level in TBR last year, full year, or maybe Q4?
Utilization level has inched up to around 80% in Halol right now.
Okay. And lastly, on the capex side, you mentioned 700 to 750 crore capex for the full year. That would mean that our debt should start declining from this year meaningfully.
Yeah. I think it should not largely. We have one or two things that will happen next year also. For example, you know, from cash flow standpoint, we didn't have any cash outflow with respect to income tax last year. Okay, and however, we may see some higher than ETR impact on cash flow in the coming year. There could be some dividend outflow. So we are watching it, and in some cases, materials, raw materials and finished goods, we have gone little bit below our normal norms, so we may have to normalize it. So ideally, there should not be any significant increase in debt levels, but if we are able to contain at 700-750 crores level, we should largely be able to maintain at that current level.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Joseph George from IIFL. Please go ahead.
The industry margin or, you know, individual tire makers margins, we have seen margins go up and down over the years, depending on, primarily depending on how raw material prices have moved. And, you know, if you went back two or three quarters, and when we have checked with you all, your target has been to get to a 10%-12% kind of EBITDA margin. Now, we have already reached beyond that. Now, so my question is, you know, when you think about upcoming quarters or maybe the medium term, rather than the next one or two quarters, what is the margin band that you would like to settle at? I mean, because as I said, you know, historically it's gone up and down, but there is a target margin that typically companies have, which is a kind of a sweet spot, which, you know, you would like to stay in. So what is that band according to you?
Yeah. So, this quarter has been good, and looking at the next quarter, let's say quarter one, we expect the raw material, first of all, to move in a narrow band. Right? So, in terms of the realization, also, it's a competitive industry. There has been no significant erosion of realization yet. There have been some minor discounting here and there, which is happening right through the year. So we expect the margin to stabilize over the next couple of quarters, at least in low double-digit kind of range. And that will be the spot we would like to maintain continuously over the quarters.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, first a clarification, you indicated your full year, this year replacement demand, two-wheeler has seen a decline of how much, sir?
You're referring to replacement or total?
Replacement.
Replacement, that's a growth, right? Replacement demand in two-wheeler, we have grown. No, we have not declined.
Okay. Grown by, sir?
Single-digit growth.
Single-digit growth.
Yeah, full year.
Okay. Sir, my question is on the OTR side. How are you looking at that side? Any update, anything you would like to share incremental over there?
We are expanding the Ambernath plant, which manufactures agri-radial, which is the most profitable part of the business. We have also put in some additional capacity in Bhandup for the bias part of the bias range of agriculture and OTR. So, this will lead to sustained growth in both domestic as well as export market in OTR. We are looking at range expansion, also putting in new products, which is very important for success in the business. And we are looking at getting into more OEMs and increasing the share of existing OEMs globally as we go forward. So the outlook is pretty positive, both margin-wise as well as volume-wise.
Sir, what kind of expansion you are looking at? Well, actually, and when can we expect a sharp increase in the pace of expansion and pace of export? Because a lot of trial orders and a lot of efforts would have gone through over the last few years. So when can we expect the next leg to take shape?
So the expansion in the next couple of quarters, we will see at least 20% of the capacity getting installed further. And the order book is good, so the sales will also catch up fast with the expansion at Ambernath. So we'll go to about 105 odd tons per day in Ambernath, which will further expand to about 150 plus tons per day by the end of the year.
Okay. It will go to 150 tons. Okay. And what kind of SKU additions you are looking at? You alluded to that. You want to do some range expansion. So what SKUs you are looking to add, if you can have it?
Yeah, so we have around 750 odd SKUs total, about 300 of radial, bias about 250 odd, then OTR also about 200 odd. In the quarter that has gone by, we have added about 20 odd SKUs, and 20 more will get added in quarter one as well. So this is across product range. We are getting to new areas also. So we'll get into forestry also in future. For example, we have got into lawn and garden turf range. We've got into agro-industrial application. We've got into puddling application. So we're getting to newer and newer niche applications which have got these kind of SKUs. So the margins are also good.
And I presume all this is for export markets, right?
These are all for export markets.
Okay, and in terms of size-wise, any thinking that you have?
Size-wise, specifically, maybe we'll come back on that.
Okay. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kuber Chauhan from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions. Two questions from my side. You talked about different kind of campaigns and ad spends which you have done in FY23. So could you talk more about what's your funding for FY24 regarding ad spends and how you are taking it? And second question is on the RM prices. So we have seen crude getting from a peak of around $123 per ton. Crude has been fallen. So what's your outlook on that and also on the rubber prices? Yeah.
I'll take the first question first. So we have been maintaining a steady investment in marketing at the rate of around 2% of turnover. It's been around that for the last year, and it will be around 2% again for the coming year in FY24. So that will continue, and we didn't reduce it substantially even during COVID. So that has been a continuous investment of the brand, which will continue. As far as crude is concerned, Kumar, would you like to?
No, see, crude went up to, as you said, about $120 plus, and now hovering in the range of close to about $75. Okay. Normally, what we goes into the raw materials that is used in tires as crude derivatives. Okay, so for example, synthetic rubber has a derivative called as butadiene, and nylon fabric has a derivative called caprolactam. So similarly, carbon black has CBFS. So what we have observed is while CBFS, which is a direct refined product, has moved largely in line with the crude. With respect to synthetic rubber derivatives and fabric derivative, they have not corrected to the extent of correction in the prices of crude. Therefore, we have not seen the kind of reduction that we saw in crude with respect to these materials, one. Number two, rupee has also depreciated, so has by about 9 to 10%. So when we import these materials or when it is import parity cost, that also takes away the impact of fallen crude to that extent. So, the question is that crude derivatives and raw material prices have not fallen in line with the fallen crude oil prices from peak to the current level.
Okay, and about rubber, anything? Are you witnessing any kind of a correction in rubber prices?
See, rubber prices in the international prices is largely stable for the last 2 months. If you were to convert international prices into rupees per kg, it's hovering around 50 rupees to 151 rupees per kg for the last 2-3 months. Local natural rubber prices went down to around 140 rupees per kg in in January and February. Okay, in the last 2 months, it's been steadily going up. As we speak today, it's moved around 152, 153 rupees per kg. So there is some increase in local natural rubber prices. International rubber prices have been constant in the last 2 months in terms of rupees per kg.
Okay, understood. Well, that's it from my side. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sachin Kasera from Swan Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats for a good set of numbers. A couple of questions. One, how do you see your mix of OEM replacement and exports in 24 versus 23?
So the mix is about 51-32-18 currently, replacement OEM exports. We are putting in a lot of effort towards global sales and exports. Both in specialty as well as truck, bus, radial and passenger category. So this 18% is going to improve, and this 18% is good for us in terms of EBITDA accretion. We are also putting in effort to improve our market share in truck, bus, radial and passenger tires in replacement. So we are looking at almost 1.5 times market share gain in truck, bus, radial. And we are looking at moving towards market leadership in passenger radials. It may not happen in the next in FY24, but we will move close to it. So coupled with these two initiatives, and we'll maintain our business in OEMs because passenger radial has got, and as well as truck bus radial has got, a huge replacement benefit in the replacement market. A significant amount of customers replace the tires fitted by the OEM in their cars or even in truck. So we will maintain the business in OEM, and therefore this ratio is going to gradually increase over the years, and it will improve towards replacement and international business in the coming financial, in the current financial year.
So going for next 2 years, the share of replacement export in overall revenue pie should increase from where it is today.
Exactly.
Secondly, you also mentioned in the opening remarks that one of the focus areas is to improve the return ratios. So now that probably we have seen the worst of the margins and we are starting to see some improvement, over the next 1 to 2 years, what type of aspirations we are having in terms of improving the return ratios?
Equity return, sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ROEs and the ROCs.
ROE, is it?
ROE, ROC, whichever you would like to comment upon.
Okay. Now, we focus a lot on ROC. I'm sure from equity shareholders' point of view, ROE is also an important part. Okay, normally, I think I'll tell you philosophically what we do is whenever we get any capital proposal approved, okay, we look at some in a payback of about 6 to 7 years as the upper end. That's the level at which we would generally like to take up any of the capital proposals. That would normally translate to an ROC of, in the range of 12 to 15%. That is the range at which we expect. Obviously, it happens with, after say year two or year three, depending on when the project gets completed. So our ambition in terms of return on capital employed is in that range of about 12 to 15% progressively.
Okay, so just a more structural and a follow-up on this. When we look at the overall auto ancillary as a sector, we are very much in terms of a B2C, largely almost 70% of our revenue comes from B2C. There are a lot of auto ancillary which are primarily B2B, and they consistently deliver ROCs of 20% plus. So do you see this more as a structural issue with the tire industry, where, because of whatever you may talk of competitive reasons and whatever other things may be, the industry structurally makes much lower ROC versus, despite being a predominantly a B2C industry, versus some of the other component guys or industry guys which consistently make 20% plus ROC despite being primarily a B2B player?
Yeah, so in our industry, the margins and the ROC financially is primarily delivered from replacement and international market because margins are structurally lower in OEM. However, to get that margin from the replacement and international market, especially domestic replacement market, it is imperative to do the OEM business at these margins because A, the entire technology development for the future happens through OEMs, that there's a lead that the OEM has. For example, nowadays it's electric vehicles and the tires are different for electric vehicles. And number two is that, as I mentioned earlier, there's a significant amount of stickiness with the customer when they replace the tire in replacement market. If there's an OE fitted tire of SEAT, there's a significant likelihood that the customer will go for the same tire. So the margin, therefore, holistically is recovered from the replacement business. Our entire international business is currently replacement business. And in future, when we have to increase our stakes in international business, we may have to get into OEMs in international also to kickstart further premiumization into bigger cars and getting the higher margin business in replacement. OEM entry may also be required there. So as an overall construct, we get our ROC and margins from the replacement business.
Okay, and one additional point is, see, since you are comparing one industry versus the other, one of the important drivers or levers for ROC is that asset turnover. Okay, in a tire industry, structurally, the asset turnover is a little on the lower side. And it takes, once you put up an investment because of very high upstream investment, okay, you start paying off after year 3 or year 4. So you'll have to invest an upstream in the beginning. Downstream will happen over a period of time. This may not be necessarily be applicable for some of the other auto ancillary industries that you have in mind when you indicated 25-30% kind of an ROC.
Sure. So should we, if you look from a medium term, say next 3 to 5 years, should we assume like as of now 15% is like the upper end, beyond which as of now are practically difficult for us to you know, look sustainably better ROCs or all that?
We have a significant upside in our installed capacity, so there is scope for operating leverage in this year itself and in the coming year. We have upside in capacity in two-wheelers, which is a high-margin business for us. We are investing in capacities in Ambernath. We have upside in passenger. Again, it's a high-margin business for us. And as I mentioned, we have upside in TBR as well. So right now, our CAPEX is tapering down in FY24, whereas we are looking for growth. So ROC definitely will see an uptrend during the next 4 quarters.
Sure. So just a follow-up on this also, what type of utilization we would have on an average in FY23 and on overall basis, what type of leverage we have in terms of improving utilization and improving to better ROC?
Yeah, so our largest factory is Halol, where we are utilizing close to about 80%. We are at similar levels in, let's say, Bhandup and Nagpur, so three of our factories. Ambernath is in an expansion stage, as we shared, which will progressively go up to about 150 tons. Chennai, we have some more headroom left. We are at about mid-60s kind of utilization, so that kind of sums up for you. Mostly it is 75-80%, and we still have headroom left in most of the plants.
Sure. Just one last question.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Kasera, may we request that you return to the question queue for any follow-up questions?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Basudev Banerjee from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Couple of questions, sir. I just missed you said Halol TBR utilization at 80% or overall Halol at utilization 80%?
Overall and TBR both are around 80%.
Okay. Sir, just to understand, like sequentially I can see your gross margin being up 550 basis points. So just wanted to understand the overall math of how raw mat basket for you has moved sequentially, because one third will be passed on to OEM, so residual two third helped us 550 basis point gross margin. So just to understand for the quarters coming ahead, with slight increase in natural rubber, as you said, but still how much was the raw mat basket benefit you got, and whether it had any other benefit like lower inventory or something else beyond just overall portfolio purchase cost?
Okay. In the quarter four, our raw material costs were lower by about 8 to 9% versus quarter three. So therefore, that's one of the reasons for our gross margin expansion. In our overall pricing with respect to OEMs, okay, raw material costs both ways, when it goes up as well as when it goes down, okay, it gets reflected in our final product prices. However, it varies depending on the category, the recipe, and things like that, with a one-quarter lag. So therefore, when the raw material prices come down, we may pass it on with one-quarter lag, and the vice versa, and the reverse is also true. So that is what it is. So going into quarter one, okay, it's possible that some part of the raw material cost we may have some implications on pricing with OEMs. Obviously, it depends on, you know, the category. The impact of 9% is not uniform for all categories and all our customers. So that correction will happen, and otherwise the mix will have some impact on gross margin, mix of category mix, as well as our customer mix will have some implications with respect to this. Assuming raw material prices remain the same and realization remain the same, okay, as Arnab had indicated, our margin should be at a double digit, maybe lower end of the double digit. That's the way we see.
Sure. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Disha Seth from Anvil Shares and Stocks. Please go ahead.
Sir, if you can throw some light on demand outlook for the coming year and quarter, if you can throw some light.
Yeah, so the summer months are usually good months demand-wise overall. But if I'm looking at the whole year, first I will briefly talk about the OEM. The commercial vehicle players are doing well, and we expect the OE demand for truck bus radials to be good in single digits and generally mirroring the GDP growth pattern. And similarly, in replacement also, truck bus tire demand will be in strong single-digit kind of growth through the year. Summers may be a little higher, little lower in the monsoons, but it will average out like that. Passenger car tire demand in OEM is showing some bullishness with some new vehicles coming up, EV coming up. So they have crossed their pre-COVID level already pretty strongly. So we expect that to continue in the OEM. Replacement demand also will be somewhat single-digit kind of growth because of the past OEM trend about replacement follows that trend with a 2-3 year lag. But positive single-digit growth because of new roads are coming up, people are traveling more, people have gone back to private vehicle usage, and so that's replacement. Two-wheeler demand is dependent on both urban and rural demand. Here we see some shift in growth of scooter tires, maybe at the expense of motorcycle tires. And the overall growth here will be lower single digit because a significant part of the economy in the small towns have not yet recovered post-COVID from the income hit that they took because of inflation and because of loss of income, loss of jobs. So the non-farm part of the rural economy is yet to bounce back. As soon as, and we are seeing some recovery basis, some indicators, including FMCG growth in last quarter four. So if that happens, then two-wheeler may improve over the second half of next year, of this year.
Q-on-Q growth, which we delivered, volume growth this quarter, the momentum should continue into Q1, is what we see.
Yes, Q1 demand-wise is the most positive quarter. Actually, March is when the demand picks up. March to June is generally good in terms of seasonal demand uptick.
That's great. Thank you so much, sir. Sir, and the CAPEX should be funded by internal accruals, right?
Sorry, CAPEX should be?
funded by internal accrual since we have a good cash flow because of margin expansion?
Now, as we indicated, we will have to normalize working capital. We see some outflow in the form of income tax, some outflow in the form of dividend and things like that. So if you are able to sustain this level of margin in the year, we should largely be able to manage through internal accruals. If a percentage or two drop in margins in the coming quarters may have marginal, that may marginally go up.
Okay, and exports, sir, I missed the point. You said it is 18% of sales. So since it has improved this quarter, you expect, you said double-digit growth in exports due to lower base, correct?
Yeah, exports thrust is continuing on all sectors, so we expect exports to do well in this quarter, in the first quarter.
So, and we export generally off-highway tires?
Off-highway tire, passenger car radial, as well as truck bus radial a little bit.
And more exposure is into Europe and East Africa?
Europe and Americas constitute about 45-46% of our total export.
Okay, okay. So, sir, just to get a view, Europe, things are improving in your, what you feel, since the exports have improved double digits?
No, Europe, there is a headwind. There is recessionary headwind, especially felt by the agri-radial sector, which is where the we have been playing for a long time. It is also being felt on PCR relatively there, and TBR we have just started. So, whereas the reverse is true for US, where we see a lot of white spaces and scope for growth. So, between US and Europe, we expect to manage export through the next few quarters.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital Market Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. In terms of RM sourcing, how much import versus domestic mix?
See, it varies from month to month and quarter to quarter. But normally, it's about 55% import and 45% local. Some of the local materials also priced based on input parity.
But earlier, it was used to be 65% domestic side. So have you changed any policy in terms of the RM policy?
No, we have not changed the policy. I don't know when it was 65% local. In fact, the local content has improved over last 3-4 years because some new capacities got created in synthetic rubber, which entirely was imported by the tire industry. In case of natural rubber, it's possible that import would have gone up because the local availability is limited. It's only sheet rubber. So as the industry has grown over the last 3-4 years, it's possible that quantum of imports is and also as a percentage of the total requirement would have undergone a change. It's purely because of the fact that locally it is not available. As far as SEAT is concerned, we have moved down from around 65-70% to closer to 50% in the last 3-4 years.
Okay. And how is the margin structure in the off-highway tires, sir?
The margin structure is very good in agri-radials, which we export. It is at the highest level, it is very high double digit, I would say. The domestic market will be in quarter four, it would be double digit. But overall, for the year, would be high single digit. But a very, very differential margins in the export market.
So it is in the range of 17-18% or it is lower than that?
For agri radials, it would be more than that.
Okay, and as the other expenditure and the freight cost is going down, so can we expect that it will cross to the 20% kind of the mark in line with its peers?
Yes, sir. Radial is it? No, I think we are not able to give any guidance with respect to margins going into this. Generally, it is expected to be higher than the margins of other categories of tires, but we are not able to comment whether it'll cross certain level in the coming quarters.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management team for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks very much for attending this call, and I hope we have been able to answer all the queries satisfactorily. And we shall keep in touch going forward and see you at the end of next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.